From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State forces flee a government complex in Ramadi. Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound in the city of Ramadi. They say engineers are still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. By late Sunday, Iraqi forces were still hours or more away from declaring total victory. Commanders said IS forces still controlled as much as three-quarters of the city as fighting progressed. Monitors and security sources say a UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed. The delay follows Friday's killing of anti-government rebel leader Zahran Alush. Alush was expected to guarantee safe passage to the jihadists. Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, hopes to restart peace negotiations Monday between the government of Burundi and Burundian opposition groups. The talks in Kampala are backed by the East African Community and the United Nations Security Council. They are aimed at restoring peace and security in Burundi following months of violence in the capital, Bujumbura, and other parts of the country. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to work jointly for an early resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. They agreed to deal sternly with insurgent groups who refuse to stop committing acts of violence. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Rahil Sharif and Afghan leaders. The general held separate meetings with President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah. This is VOA News.